emotional support cookies somewhere, and I don't know where I put them.
Is it two little ones?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting them. She's weeping.
Help me. I need my fucking cookies. Oh, my God. Thank you. Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure I need my fucking cookies.
I need y'all to know the panic that registered in her eyes was next level.
I thought they were right here. Kirby, come here. Kirby.
Okay, and this saggy, titted dog.
Come here.
If you haven't seen a visual of Kirby yet, please. Okay, and is the music this one? Ugh. Okay, I turned it off.
Thank you.
Kirby is this foster dog that Kelsey's had for a minute now, and her tits are so long.
They're so gross, but I love them. They're like squand. I've been telling people it's like squand. It's like having like stress balls, you know, those like stress Chinese balls that people like roll between their hands.
Yes, but what's squand?
What's squand?
Yeah, is that what you just said?
Yeah, what's squand?
Yeah, what's squand?
What's squand?
It's gonna have no meaning if I say it one more time.
One more, try.
What's squand? What's squand?
Did it come to you?
Squand?
Squand was the sand that you put underwater when you were a kid, and it became squand.
Wow.
Brain blast, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's kind of what her titties feel like. This show is getting demonetized so quickly today. But hey.
Wait. I need to know, for the record, what demonetizes a show?
Anything that's not perfect, brand friendly, safe, anything.
So, okay.
Like, I think you can say shit and still have monetization, but if you say fuck, you're done.
Oh.
We've been done. There's not been a single show we've been able to monetize for years.
That's what I was saying. That, like, I knew when you said that I have demonetized everything I've been on.
Yeah, ever. Yeah. But sometimes we bleep it out. I just can't be bothered.
Oh, my God.
But hey, listen, this was important.
Housekeeping.
Kirby got adopted.
Fuck yeah, Kirby.
Kirby got adopted. Kirby got adopted.
Did someone adopt her and her titties, or are the titties still looking for a home?
We're still trying to find the way to evaporate them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're trying to see if it's really hard to get a vet that'll do it.
Because there aren't many cosmetic surgeons in the vet community.
Like a plastic surgeon giving boob jobs.
Yeah.
They do it all the time, but they normally only do it for like cancerous titties.
Okay.
And hers are free of cancer, but they are still a medical hazard.
Because they might drag on something.
She's tripping. she's getting caught on things.
Maybe we could like at least vacuum seal them into like little capsules.
Oh, I like that idea.
You know what I mean? Put them in a Ziploc baggie of some sort and then vacuum suck it all out. So they're just like little like
perky nips.
Yes.
Yes.
Button nipples.
Oh, I love that idea. I can't even get to the point of this episode yet because there's so much bing bong to talk about.
Oh, this could be a bing bong episode.
We're going to make it our damn best to make it a bing bong episode
to talk about the ding dong?
Who wants to talk about the ding dong?
When you can talk about the bing bong.
The bing bong baby. But excuse bing me, bong. When you started talking.
You were also looking back so cruel in what you did. You leaned forward and incredulously stared at my mouth, which has become obviously my biggest insecurity.
What? I love your mouth.
I'm saying because I have Invisalign and I literally, it needs to just be called a line because it's not invisible.
They're so fucking visible. And dude, let me put mine in to stand in solidarity. I had no idea you were doing it.
I actually told you if you, because I've been waiting for my trays for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
But for 5 weeks, I've known that I'm doing it.
But
also, I'm so resentful to you because you don't have the buttons on your teeth.
Well, I'm less shifting teeth and I'm more closing bite.
Oh.
You need more space. I need less space.
Oh.
So you've got to do the buttons. And plus, the buttons will make it go faster.
Will it?
Uh-huh.
Girl.
What?
It looks like my teeth have sun blisters.
No one could see it.
You did.
Well, I'm your best friend and I was this close to your face and I knew something was different about you.
Also, when I tell you I am just today, I've had them since Thursday, just today getting over the lisp that it was giving me. I had a show last night where I fully had a fucking lisp. I was like, okay, I just got Invisalign, that's what the lisp is. It's not because I'm super gay.
But you also but are I was super like, gay.
Well, both could be true.
Wait, my first like week was the most painful week of my life. You're okay?
I'm fine. When I take them out to eat, they're very like
gummy. That's the only way I can describe it.
They're like sore. I don't know how else to like putting my teeth together hurts.
How much did yours cost?
$5,800.
Wow.
How much is yours?
I think that's the same as mine.
Okay. You know what's so okay? I'm so glad you brought this up because I wanted to laugh. I didn't have the energy to. She's like, so they're going to cost between $5,500 and $5,800. I'm like, that's not a range. That is just obviously you're going to charge me the $5,800. I don't even know why. Why are we even talking about the $5,500?
Don't give me false hope.
Give me $32 to $55. Give me $41 to $58. Don't give me $55 to $58.
That's offensive.
$300?
That's like someone being like, just don't have Starbucks for a couple days.
Oh, no,
bitch. That's money, honey. Like, what? Wait, okay. We're two middle-aged people.
Stop.
With our Invisalign.
Stop!
Have we made it? Have we made it or are we old?
I think we've made it.
This is a sign of wealth, yeah?
I mean, I don't think a lot of people do not have $5,800 to fix a problem that is, for me, like basically cosmetic.
Do you know what I had to, what I did, why I was able to get these?
Why?
I had to sue somebody to get money to be able to afford these.
Okay, I done been saving, but yeah.
Good for you.
This
was a huge chunk of money for me.
Oh, for sure. Well, and did you pay like the deposit and then you're doing monthly?
No, I said take it all or else
okay,
I won't.
Fuck, I need to do that too. Because right now I did a big chunk and now I'm doing monthly. But I might as well just do it and suffer.
Just do it because that will put the weight of importance on it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing like investing in a class. You don't want to miss or cancel the class because you're like, I paid money for this.
Totally.
So you just like get it done. And I have tips and tricks for you. I'll wait for off camera so we don't have to make this an Invisalign podcast brand deal.
Yeah.
But to make your life a little easier.
That'd be great. It's only day four or whatever. I'm hell bent on keeping them in
all
as
the time.
Kelsey,
I'm at the point where it feels weird when they're not in. I'm like, something's wrong.
Like,
I'm doing something bad.
When I tell you I have not had a snack since Thursday.
Oh, see, I took them out to have my emotional support cookies.
I see you take yours out a lot.
Well, because I snack.
I know. I'm just saying. Like,
but they go back
they
in.
They pop in and out. Yeah, of course, of course, of course.
Anyone miss that sound?
See. You didn't do the.
No,
with
I don't.
It.
My mouth is chronically dry because I stay yapping.
Okay. I think I might sound dry too. I apologize to any listeners who's ever heard like with my like jowls like sticking together. I am glad I'm not going to be snacking though, because right now I've been eating like a snake where I have one big meal in the middle of the day and then I'm good.
Is it a mouse?
I'm an Amazonian snake. I eat one toddler per day and just digest.
You couldn't fathom what you meant by you were
snakes
a snake.
Eat like one big meal and then
don't
digest.
Don't they eat like once a week?
Yeah, okay. Snake vibes.
Okay.
But I'm just saying like what I've been doing is like wake up, eat two eggs, brush my teeth, they go back in.
Yeah.
Then cut to like 2:30 p.m., eat 3/4 of a Chipotle.
It's because you don't want to take them out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a cookie.
And clean them.
Clean them, put them back in. And
yeah.
Like, I do not want to take them out again. But, I was going to say also, mine are really tight.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I had to pry it off.
Sometimes I'm worried that my teeth will fall out when
totally
I'm flopping
agree.
Them out.
I'm always worried when the dentist is, like, picking at the tooth with, like, a claw thing. I'm like, are you trying to pull my tooth out right now?
Probably, so you can get more money. Dentists are scams.
Everything's a scam.
Everything's a scam. Yes, we'll get to it, you guys. We'll get to the biggest scam.
What if we didn't? Do you think it was stolen? I like, okay, first of all, a hearty fuck you to Threads for putting me in this gorgeous echo chamber of Threads and vids and clips and news articles just saying how Trump's done. No one's going to his rallies. Here's a clip of him begging people to vote. Kamala, record voter turnout, record women turnout, record early voters.
Bro.
And then like millions of Democrats didn't. The one that kills me is like, I think it's like Pennsylvania and maybe two of the other swing states where the Democratic like governor was elected or senator.
Mm-hmm. And not didn't
Kamala
go,
wasn't. Yeah. Like they went Democrat, 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 Trump.
Yeah.
And that does sound fishy to me. And didn't Elon just tweet anything can be hacked?
Okay. Okay. Let me, back it all the way the fuck up. Wait, can I say good news first?
Yeah, I have still more housekeeping.
Okay, we're going to get there. Confident bottoms.
They might be dreading that.
No, I do feel like some people want some...
community?
Yeah, and actionable items and like okay. Hope.
Sure.
Do you have any of that?
Well, I'm toxically positive, so
which
even...
is so funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. as of... what was really cool was... The election was Tuesday. Wednesday, I got to go back on after midnight for the second time. And Taylor texted me. She's like, I'm so sorry, but I really wanted you to be here as like my emotional support. Whatever.
Oh my God. So I was using you as
it's like, and she literally said, she's like, Zach's my most toxically positive friend. And like, that's why I wanted him on. Anyway, so I got to spend the day after like, in a writer's room.
In a gorgeous place.
Writing jokes about it, commiserating. Like, it'll be okay. I went to an AA meeting that morning.
Ooh, how was that? I know it's anonymous, but can you tell us?
Yeah, it was good. Like, obviously, I go to a queer meeting mostly, and it was very, like, for the most part, the message in recovery is just very, like, take things one day at a time is the phrase that you've heard before. But it's like 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time. And like I've heard before, like if you're not like, you know, in the electric chair waiting for a call from the governor at, you know, 1 minute till midnight, you're probably okay. Like you are probably if you are not on death row right now, you're probably okay.
So also, like, what's the governor calling you for on death row?
It's like a pardon thing. The governor can pardon people who are on death row.
I was like, what's he got to say?
Did that not sound like a familiar setup? Oh, really?
Not at all. But then again, I'm being dragged over on Guilty Pleasures for saying hiding the spinach in the mac and cheese. And people are like, that's not a phrase. And I'm like, I didn't just make that up.
It's when you're trying to
deliver information in a soft way.
Okay, so it's putting a pill in a piece of cheese.
What? That's for dogs!
Yeah, but it's still...
A spoonful of sugar makes a medicine go down.
Sure.
Is the white little kid version.
I've never had mac and cheese with spinach, like, schlopped up in it.
I'm pretty sure it's a southern thing.
Okay. You're pretty sure. Now you're not even sure.
I don't know about fucking
anything,
Zach. Did you look
it up?
No.
Okay.
But also, an idiom's an idiom, isn't it? Isn't it?
I don't know what the rule is on introducing new ones.
I don't think I'm introducing a new one. I think so. I think that's a thing. Maybe it's real underground. Y'all haven't heard about it yet. You're not ready for this.
Wait, what's
lingo.
The phrase? It's putting spinach in the mac and cheese.
Yeah. It's like they're trying to feed you your education in a, you know, like Schoolhouse Rock was spinach in the mac and cheese. Or
Like, it's almost kind of like a compliment sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, with education.
Yeah.
Or something you don't always want.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Fuck me. What was I going to say? Oh, these cookies.
Oh my God. Okay. We didn't take our ADD medicine today.
We didn't. Oh, something about that I need to say too. Okay. But first this cookie. This cookie is from Sprouts.
Oh, it looks dry. It looks hard. Looks like a looks like a crouton at this point.
I thought you were the fucking toxically positive friend.
Yeah, but not when it comes to cookies.
Okay.
I want good cookies, not dry, crispy cookies.
Before you fucking crumble my cookie, let me explain it. It's a crisp. It's a fall crisp cookie.
Is it ginger?
It is apple crisp. Yeah, bitch.
No, I don't like that.
Listen. Oh,
it sounds like an old person's joint. sound like a woman breaking her hip on the ground.
It sounds like when I'm in yoga and I go into a squat position. It's like
cartilage.
Hold on, listen again. Here I go. Oh, my knee. It is apple. It is. Taste it.
No, bitch. I have my Invisalign in.
Oh, my God. You're not going to give me a taste test live here.
Literally never again.
The thing that I am so excited about, that the one thing that's bringing me joy this week besides Kirby getting adopted.
See, I don't think you even remember that I don't love fruit in my desserts.
I refuse to remember it.
Yeah.
Because that's such a dumb fucking thing.
I was at a farmer's market earlier today and I encountered a cookie booth. A cookie booth. How much do you think is reasonable to spend on a cookie?
Well,
and now when we picture a cookie, let's picture medium thickness, maybe like half, 3/4 of an inch, and maybe
now,
like
now we're talking.
Maybe like
oh wow, daddy.
Well, okay, is that big? I don't remember. Okay, I've seen bigger.
Okay, yeah.
Crumble cookies are bigger. Yeah, so yeah, it's yeah. Like in between the small and the big crumble.
Yeah.
So how much do you think a cookie like that should run you?
I have questions.
Yeah, go for it.
Is it a specialty cookie? Are we talking fall apricot? Are we talking artisanal?
Kelsey?
Huh?
That's a great question.
This is what I'm here for.
They range. They had one gluten-free option.
Always expensive.
Okay. That's fair. I think there could be an upcharge for gluten-free.
Well, it's stupid because I'm dating a celiac and now I've seen the discriminatory nature at which we have to pay.
But dude, almond flour costs
a lot.
Fuck ton.
Yeah. It can be corn flour.
I will say one of the cookies I got was a sweet potato cookie.
Interesting.
It had marshmallows in it.
There you go.
One was a double stuff, and it was like a regular chocolate chip cookie with chunks of Oreo. There was a strawberry glaze.
Oh, I'm in.
There was...
For that one, I'm paying
$7.99. Wow. Really?
But for all the other ones you've named so far, $5.
Okay, so they were $7 each or $4 for $25. So I got $4 for $25. $7 felt like a lot for a cookie. It felt like crossing a threshold.
I'm so sorry. Kirby has the most insane farts.
Well, to be clear, I don't know if that's her or you.
Trust me, when you smell them, you'll be like, that didn't come out of a human.
Actually, who was it? What boy? Kevin? Who came over?
Yes.
Kevin on the night.
Yeah.
And he said, that was sharp. And dogs really do have like... a very like
glandy
through the
it just reminds me of a gland, whatever I think. Yes. A gland smells
or
like
bone marrow.
Oh wait, no, bone marrow's delicious. Bone marrow's delicious.
Not when it's from the asshole bone.
The fact that I think you think that assholes have bones is really funny. I guess that's what a tailbone would
mine's
be.
Mine's calcified.
Your
from all the use.
Okay. Ow.
I'm kidding.
No,
I have a very tender, tight butthole, for the record.
Kind of like a soft cookie. Not my apple crisp. My pussy is just like that apple crisp cookie.
Are you going to be honest and say that you... do you prefer a crispy cookie to like a wet cookie?
First of all, don't fucking call it wet, you psychopath.
Moist. Damn. Undercooked?
Soft. Stick with soft. Your soft cookies might be the only of my favorite kind of soft cookie.
Really?
Like, that
well,
does
those
it
are definitely
right.
A cookie-cake hybrid.
Yeah. I don't mind a crunch cookie, but I like the middle to be soft.
Yeah.
But
or undercooked and wet.
I'm doing everything I can to avoid talking about the election.
I can tell you a really scary story.
Wait, yeah, you didn't tell me the story about Peanut.
I know.
Is this
okay.
It?
So, y'all.
Okay,
yes.
Wait, before you tell it, let's go to a break so that when we come back, we know.
If you're getting deep into wedding season like we are, Birdie Gray is about to be your new bestie. They've got the cutest, affordable dresses that are perfect for any vibe. Birdie Gray believes that everyone in a wedding should look great without breaking the bank. Amen. That's why all of their bridesmaid dresses start at just $99. They come in all the colors from champagne to all shades of green and even brighter colors like lemon sorbet and lipstick red. Birdie Gray isn't just for bridesmaids, though. They've got gorgeous wedding guest styles, too. And for the brides, they also have a beautiful collection of budget-friendly little white dresses all under $150. These will have you covered for all the bridal events, from engagement photos to bachelorette and even wedding after party. We've got to talk about their PJs, which I have. They are so soft. These are perfect for like a bridal suite or just lounging around. And best of all, Birdie Gray offers free fabric color swatches to nail the perfect bridesmaid dress look for the crew. Visit birdiegray.com now to get your first 6 swatches for free, available for a limited time until December 3rd. That's BIRDYGREY.com to find your dream bridesmaid dresses. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you are definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. The good news is we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Now tell me, we've all felt this before, but are you experiencing PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, or uncontrollable cravings? What about racing thoughts and low moods? How about poor sleep, honey? We are all so guilty. What if you have no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Hormone Harmony is not just some hormone supporting supplement. It becomes a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. What? That is fast. And for a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Kelsey for 15% off today.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
But Zach's got a spooky tale.
Okay, so I was in Kentucky for this show with Bob the Drag Queen.
Okay.
And my ex and Peanut.
Who you're still friends with.
Yes, very much so. I'm friends with all, I get along with all my exes.
Yeah.
They lived like 45 minutes away. So they drove up to see me for lunch. Uh-huh. We went, we walked to this like outdoor area where there, I guess, where there's like a sports game. So they were like sports people and sport athletic supporters. And so we ate and he's like, okay, like, do you want to go on like a long walk with me and Peanut before we drive back? And I was like, yeah, of course. So we walk.
Hold on. I have to ask, because I don't, everyone's thinking about it. Do you at all have sexual feelings for this man anymore? Do you at all want to hook up with him anymore?
No.
Okay, cool. So it wasn't a romantical walk through the woods.
Mm-mm,
okay,
no.
Carry on.
Because famously, I'm getting over this, I think, but for so long, the sexual part of my relationships is the first thing to go. And it's always on me that I friend zone the guys that I'm dating.
Mm.
And I think it's because I indulge in a hookup culture too much, where like the first time is like the hottest.
Yeah.
And then like after that, it's like,
it's not drugs anymore.
Yeah. Now it's like,
that's literally chemicals in your brain.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I think that was definitely part of drinking and drugging and then like using it as a replacement for anxiety. And then now I'm like, I acknowledge that like it's still a little bit of a thing, but I've had a lot of sex with a lot of regular people.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. Anyway, so they come. We go for this walk. We pass this guy who is between me and my ex's size. My ex is pretty tall. He's like 6'3", 6'4".
Talk about a range.
Well,
that's
I'm just
like
saying, if you actually picture like the next person
so
between
like
us.
6 foot?
Sure.
Okay.
Dressed fine, like khakis. Like a jean jacket or something, a plaid shirt, AirPods in.
Okay.
He's like standing, facing, he's like average attractiveness.
Okay.
If what happened next did not happen, maybe.
Okay.
He's like mumbling to himself as we pass him. And I'm like, is he mumbling? Is he talking to himself or is he on
the
Bluetooth?
Phone.
Yeah. And I was like, weird, but whatever. We walk, we keep walking. Somehow he must have gone around the block, because then he's walking towards us. And he says something along the lines of, I'm going to teach that dog a lesson. And Madison puts his hand out and goes, dude, you got to stay away from my dog. And the guy like walks into Madison's hand and Madison kind of like pushes.
What?
Because like, yeah. And he goes, oh, you want to fucking touch me? You want to put your hands on me? And I go, can we just, let's just go. Can we please go? So we walk, right? And I turn around and the guy's standing there. Turn around. Now he's walking behind us.
Oh.
Turn around again. And Kelsey, he is like a hunter's knife in his hands.
Oh, no.
I'm talking like a scream scary movie, like 5-inch blade in his hand. And he's like 4 feet behind us. So we run into this bar that's like right up on the corner. And I call 911. He doesn't come in, but he's pacing around the entrance to the bar. And so the cops come pretty fast. Shout out Newport, Kentucky.
What?
They handcuff him. They search him. They find him the knife. They talk to me and they go, "We know this guy. We've arrested him before. He's probably going to jail after this one. Last time we saw him, we had to take away his dogs because he was abusing them."
Oh, no.
Isn't that crazy?
Zap.
I mean, I was like, not beside myself because I'm on a lot of SSRIs, but my heart was like racing for like a while.
Oh, my God. Because
I'm like, this guy could have walked into the bar that we were in
and tried a knife. Like, stab y'all.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Madison has Peanut. He always has like a baby Bjorn, yeah, like sack thing. So Peanut's in the sack. It. But like, what do you do when you're trying to block a full grown man with a knife? And, you know,
did they say what was wrong with him? No. Mentally ill?
I guess so. But that's the crazy thing. He seemed like, I thought at worst he was maybe drunk because it was like a sport day. But
stop. You're making the story funny.
Because
it's serious.
It was game day.
Yeah.
The big game.
The big game.
Anyway, I guess it was mental illness.
Oh, my God.
It was so scary.
When you saw the knife, were you like, I low-key wish I had some protection?
I mean, who likes to say that? Of course, if it came down to Peanut even getting a paper cut, I'd kill someone.
See, because I do not leave this house without a knife or a pepper spray. And everyone makes fun of me when they see me with my fucking knife. And I swear to God, had that happened and I was with y'all.
Oh, you would have whipped out the knife?
Oh, I would have whipped out the knife.
I know your knife. It's that switchblade, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy, but
the hunter's knife is huge. It was scary. It's like a cutting knife.
Big.
Like you like gut an animal.
Probably 5 inches long and but like a handle.
So much of my, I think, female rage is ready for I wish a bitch would. And
get
like,
the fuck back.
My
get
best friend and
back.
A dog and a fellow gay. I'm killing you. I am killing you.
I, of course, and I agree. I have like that pent up rage where I'm like, yeah, like if I had a gun and he fucking came at me, I would use the gun. That's the scary part. And it's just like, yeah, I don't know.
Was he giving straight?
Yes. Yes. And that's where I couldn't tell if it was like a hating gay people or just like, again, like unmedicated, whatever. But it was so scary to look back and he wasn't following us. Look back, he is following us. Look back, he has a knife out. It was really like three reveals.
And like, and do you get to like press charges?
I don't even know. They didn't even take our information.
Oh.
Because I mean, I guess why would they? He didn't do anything.
Well, you threaten someone with a weapon. Yeah, that's doing something.
Yeah, well, and even in that case, he didn't like have it up. It was like, I looked down and he's holding a giant knife.
That's brandishing a weapon.
Okay. Well, he got handcuffed and I guess he got arrested and the police guy said he was maybe going to go to jail this time. So,
okay. What city is this?
I think it was Newport, Kentucky. I hope that's right. It's right across the river from Cincinnati. Like they like border each other.
Okay. Well, be careful if you're out there, guys. If you know this man, just women, please walk with a taser, pepper spray, or a knife. Like your girl.
A good, like wild story.
Yeah.
I got a BJ in a department store.
This podcast, are you going to hear a story about Zach getting almost murdered by a straight crazy man with a knife in the woods and sharp left turn to him getting dick sucked in a department store? Wait, was it Dillard's? Was it JCPenney's?
No, I actually think for my safety, I won't say which one it was.
This is for your safety? What?
I don't know.
Bitch, get a brand deal out of it.
In case there's some kind of like...
Are you ever going back to this place?
No, but I feel like it might not be smart to say it.
Fucking say it, Zach.
I'll say it off air.
I'm shook that that's what you think is going to get you in trouble. Of all the shit you have done in your life.
Yeah.
What do you think someone's going to be like, let's go there. Find the cameras.
Yeah, okay, but maybe...
And do what?
Well, are there cameras in bathrooms?
No! Okay. That is like the most illegal fucking thing. And it was in the bathroom, not a dressing room?
No, it was in the bathroom.
Okay, not as hot.
Really?
Not as hot.
Okay, this is the thing.
A little gross. A public restroom?
Basically.
It's giving club. It's giving brat.
I was on tour. So on a tour bus at this point.
Yeah.
And we are like waiting to get into the venue. And there was one of those like giant, you know when there's like a big open air like strip mall with like a Target.
Yes.
And like a Home Goods. Yes. And like a Trader Joe's.
Oh, we know.
Was, like, yeah, so it was a big square. And there were a bunch of those big type stores. And this guy and I had been talking on Grindr. And like he was actually shopping at that
what city?
Square. Orlando.
Nice.
Which actually, it probably is legal in Orlando.
Truly.
But he was just like, I love oral tops.
Oral tops.
It's like tops who love to like suck dick and eat arse.
Was this the guy on your story?
No. That you put? That's Bob's trainer. Isn't he cute?
Damn, wait, he was cute.
Story or that little reel I did?
The reel.
Yeah. We're this is the top I got. Yeah.
Because I was like, I didn't want to ask who it was because I wanted you to tell me on the pod that this was a guy you hooked up with.
No, he was Bob's trainer.
He was cute.
Shout out Andy. He's actually so funny. And he's like.
And.
Like he and I would go out.
Listen to Kirby.
Oh. Oh, that'll heal ya. A dog exhale.
Kirby, say it again. She's a good little guard dog.
Yeah, I can tell the way nothing's in the room and she's upset. But Andy's really cute. We would go out, like, literally, we went out dancing one night, just the two of us.
Aww.
Because, like, we wanted to and nobody else did.
That's a lot of energy. You are not almost 40. Good for you. Sorry, I didn't mean to remind you right to your face like that.
Did I just catch a stray out of nowhere?
It's been a week. Okay, I'm just mad at the general male species.
And 40's the new 19.
Amen, sister. The way you're acting, it is.
Anyway, this guy was like, oh, like, I really want to, like, blow you. And I was like, that sounds, like, fun. He's like, come to, like, let's
come
check out,
like, goods.
That basically, like, he's like, let's do a bathroom. And I was like, this is the thing. And for anyone listening, I am not turned on by the concept of getting caught or someone walking in.
No, that scares
me. Or someone terrified.
That would ruin my day.
That's like,
I don't want to go to jail.
That's like sexual, what's it called when you're on a list? Sex offender.
Yeah.
You're a sex offender, I think, if you're caught having like public sex.
Yeah.
So no
it's
part of that.
Public indecency can be one.
Okay.
It depends. If you're close to a school, that's when you get on the offender list.
I don't think these places work. But anyway,
I will say, if you're doing this in a Home Goods, that is kind of sticking it to the man because they are like funded by Christian Republicans.
Oh, I should have done it in a Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
It was a Sunday though. So they are closed.
Damn.
Anyway, so he was like, actually come to this place's bathroom. It's in the back of the store. It's a huge bathroom. It's kind of like a woman-y store. So
TJ Maxx, Marshalls. I said it, didn't I? I so said it.
And
it's Marshalls!
Nope.
It's TJ Maxx. You're a Maxinista, bitch.
More like Jacksonista.
Hey.
I went in and met this guy. And I'm like, it was a quick thing because I think it really like excited me.
Oh!
Yeah, like
you're
like,
gross.
Well, no, it was that I think I was like, I want this to be over. And so it was okay.
Not like, yes, I'm in a public restroom.
No, it was
that's
more
what
like,
would get me.
It's like,
I'm throwing up.
Let's get the, you were grossed out.
Bro, there is nothing nastier than a TJ Maxx bathroom.
Well, even the boys?
Especially the boys.
See, this is a common misconception. I think girl bathrooms are often grosser than boy bathrooms.
I can agree to that because they're drunk and sloppy and like just wet. Everything's a mess in there.
Well, girls just even when I lived with girls, like the sink looked like a fucking drag queen like face.
Well, yeah,
it.
Because do you know what we have to do to be accepted in society? We have to paint our faces on daily.
All I'm saying.
Public restroom though,
but like we weren't like. An ass to any surface.
Was he knees down?
He was actually sitting on the
toilet.
Well, yeah, but not with his pants down. You are being crazy right now.
No, you know what's crazy is you think I'm being crazy for thinking that's hilarious and disgusting. disgusting.
Wait, it's not grosser to be kneeling on a bathroom floor?
Bro, I would need to be fucking
hovering, it sounds like.
Like floating in the air. I barely like being sober, letting my body parts touch a public restroom.
But again, he's wearing pants.
Okay.
He's fully clothed.
Okay. And you're not like holding on to anything, right?
I don't think so. Maybe like putting my elbows on like one of the
back of his head, driving the steering wheel. Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm not.
No. Okay. Yeah. I would like you try.
You know what?
No. Don't even pretend, because it's not going to go in your favor. There's no way it happens.
I don't like humping a guy's face.
I can respect that.
Do a lot of guys you've blown like to like F your face?
Because they know if they fucking do that, I'm going to get up and smack them across the face.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Only if I ask.
Also, I will say,
Invisalign.
I didn't have it and I wasn't doing the blowing, but like, it's like bumper lanes for bowling.
Smooth. It's so smooth.
It's honestly like, it's going to bring it to the next level.
I think it actually is like exactly what you said. It's like an additive to the recipe. You know what? We've gone really far without talking about the election.
Have we?
Yeah.
How far?
Like probably 40 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there any like other fun stuff or?
Yeah, I feel like maybe we don't have to. Like maybe this could just be a reprieve for people. Like this could be like a post-election silliness. Like this is just disappear for 40 minutes. We can come back next week with something hard-hitting.
Well, and we did talk about it for like a second.
Yeah, I will say the funniest part of that night was you brought over a dick puzzle, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a puzzle with like 100 drawings of different kinds of dicks, and it's a 1,000-piece puzzle.
And you did it by the next day.
Yeah. Well, the next morning I was so devastated. I woke up and I like couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't work. And I just went downstairs like with a blanket over my head and did a dick puzzle for like many hours. Wow. And the athlete did too with me, and we finished it. It was great. Yeah, he's not American, so he like couldn't
it
really
does not
do
matter
much,
if you're American.
Yeah, he was like devastated.
Yeah,
and, like,
of course.
So bummed.
It's scary.
Yeah, I'm not crying. Let me be very clear. I'm not crying because I didn't get what I wanted, or like I'm a liberal fucking baby. I'm crying for like all the women who are going to die because we can't have abortions, and doctors will refuse to medically induce an abortion because a woman has miscarried or can't pass the fetus. That's what I'm crying for.
Well, I mean, that is very sad. I'm sad that like so many millions of people, like I feel like I'm in a split universe. Like I feel like on a different timeline.
Yeah.
Because I see just one clip from that camp and I'm like, this is evil. I don't know how else you.
They've talked a lot. What I've seen this week is about the difference in news media. Like we've always known that. Like that's obviously duh. But this election cycle specifically, the lack of crossing stories.
Oh, sure.
Of like crisscrossing information, because like even when I brought it up, like I'm in various like business group chats and Discord servers and things like that, and I was just like trying to understand why someone, like I really was more just like, someone make it make sense to me. And what I gathered was like, these people have never been oppressed in their life. They can't
like
empathize.
Expensive eggs is their version of oppression.
Yeah. And like they also just have never had to do any education to learn what it might be like to not be like them and hear of a hardship and hear of a policy that is
an inability to empathize.
Yeah. It's hurting millions of people. Like, and they, like when I brought up certain policies and like this and that, it was like, well, I didn't hear that. Like,
oh yeah.
What your life, like what was the one thing that got me that was like, the fear narrative like that you're talking about, like it, and I'm not being like it doesn't exist, it just, I don't see that, like that does not exist in my day-to-day life. Like I don't have people talking about it like that. I don't see people experiencing things like that. Like that is just the blindness that A, they've chosen to see, and B, it's the, goes back to that like lack of information being crossed to both sides. Because anytime I was like, well, this is gonna happen, it was like, he's not gonna do that, that's not a thing.
Oh my god. Literally I have a handful of followers who are Trump supporters, and I would cite one thing, even like Project 2025, and like, oh, you he's Democrats, not he's not even a part of that. That's not even, and it's like, and one even said, like, I'm so sad for how brainwashed you are. And I was like, oh my God, wait, hold on. I'm not brainwashed.
From inside the
I'm not brainwashed.
I know. I know. And that's what made me sad was like, there is just a pure lack of fundamental understanding of what a leadership role even is supposed to look like. Like, they're not seeing it as a rapist, as a, like,
convicted felon.
Yeah, like, that is not even of importance to them. And, like, until we even figure that out, we can't figure out, like, what equality looks like for human beings. Like, when we can't even think who's the person we're going to put in the highest position of power to make decisions for us, are at a base level of, like, understanding what is good and bad for just human nature.
Yeah.
Like, we're never going to see eye to eye on all the other nuanced
right
things about human beings. Like, that to me is where I'm like a little bit downtrodden and kind of like, I don't know how we come back from that.
Oh, I'm praying that like the pillars of our government aren't irreparably damaged in the next 4 years. That as long as that doesn't happen, this is the thing, like, and we should end soon, I know, but Trump has like a je ne sais quoi that like obviously resonates with millions of people.
Yeah.
But once he passes on to the next realm, I don't think someone like J.D. Vance has that.
No.
I really don't think he's a
puppet.
It's a cult type thing.
Yeah.
Truly. And I know that's being tossed around a lot. But I think when the leader of the cult goes,
that will go.
I think so. I really do.
See a predecessor like the way that they talk about it. I think there's a lot of incel-y right people, but I don't think they have the in to become a leader the way that he did. But like, then again, maybe they're prepping the next one as we speak. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they've got it in the oven. They're baking it.
Yeah.
But I was even seeing people like say, of course, I hope I'm wrong. Like, I hope he does amazing things and changes the world for the better and like helps people. That's what I hope that happens. Yeah, that would be amazing. But like, I don't even feel comfortable saying that because I don't think he even deserves that redemption. And like,
there's no reason to believe that will happen.
Not even that. It's like, I just don't think he deserves to make anyone else believe he is worthy of being a leader. Like, I don't think one more person should gain confidence in his ability to be a president.
Well, as long as this is fully his last term.
Yeah. Well,
I know. But if that's the case, then I don't mind if he appoints two moderate judges or whatever, or like instead of like conservative ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have no reason to believe that he'll.
Have you been enjoying the side of TikTok that does think it was fraudulent and that like they're building a case?
Of course. And why is everyone so quiet right now? Yeah.
Like, this is a suspicious thing. Listen, he's a loud motherfucker.
Listen, I would cream my pants if they were all of a sudden like, actually, Pennsylvania is going to the Democrats or whatever. Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Bro.
I will say, like, and of course, like, I was so resentful of the bubble, then I sank right back into
safely
it.
Safely sound.
Like, I'm a statistician and something's wrong here.
Yeah, yeah. And people were saying, like, Elon being his best mate, like, having the ability to influence technology.
Yeah.
But also, I think we're not wrong to say it was like the Joe Rogan bros, the Elon bros, like the crypto guys. Like, I think if anything, them having Biden for the last 4 years did what we did when we were coming back in droves to vote Biden in.
Yeah, of course.
We were pissed and angry.
The pendulum.
It will always swing.
People wanted Trump after Barack.
Yeah.
8 years of Barack.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's like, I have a really hard time swallowing the whole like women were showing up like 2-1 for men and
men outvoted the
and like
shit out of
so it. Many women again voted for Trump. It's very hard to,
and as a white woman, like I no one wants to hear what comes out of my mouth after that sentence, but what I mean is like I am
as a queer ashamed. White woman,
yeah, like I'm ashamed to be a part of that.
Oh, I know, to walk about the
yeah
and be like, Yeah,
we're sorry. The enemy.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And like, I can only keep doing what we're doing, which is, and I always saying this to my family too, like, they all calling to check in on me the next day. They're all like making wellness checks. How's it going? And I'm like, me existing is against their agenda. So that's all I can keep doing is like being very loud about my abortion, being very loud about my queerness.
I said that too. I was like, I'm going to be gayer.
Yeah, you thought we were gay before, you said.
Yeah. Bitch,
please.
Look out.
Yeah.
I'm about to be ass up for democracy.
With your Invisalign in, ready to bumper car the shit out of some dicks.
Oh, it's so not invisible.
I feel like maybe next week, once we have more time to process.
You think a week is going to
We finally come back next year. We're like, we're ready. Maybe. Maybe not. Wait, we might be worse for the
wear. We're coming live from Vancouver, Canada.
Speaking of travel, are you going like a million places?
Yes. So I will be at the Funny Bone in Kansas City Wednesday the 13th. I'll be at the Omaha Funny Bone November 14th. I'll be at St. Louis Flyover Festival November 16th.
Ooh, that sounds militant.
Yeah. And then I'm opening for Taylor Tomlinson in Savannah, Georgia, the 22nd and 23rd of November.
Y'all better go. I love to see it. Hey, by the way, Don't Panic Retreat Chapter 3 is now on sale on DontPanicRetreat.com. We are doing it in Calicoon Hills, New York, baby. We're doing a Winter Wonderland special. Snow, hot cocoa, cuddling, Taylor Swift yoga.
Wow.
It's going to be lit. And it's our cheapest, most accessible, affordable price that we've done ever.
Great.
Go check it out. DontPanicRetreat.com.
That's so exciting.
Go us. We're making the best we can with what we've been given this week, y'all.
Yeah, rate and review the pod.
You're okay.
If it's a 5-star situation.
Oh my God, wait, we do have reviews.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay.
Here we go.
I can only imagine what it must say.
Love listening to Kelsey and Zach. They crack me up. Listen to two genuine friends with the best witty banter and real take on life. 5 out of 5 stars.
Aww.
By Alicia MS.
Whee!
Hot girl fun, but also hot girl smart. I've been listening to this every single day. This podcast is the perfect balance of out-of-pocket humor and diving deeper into what makes it so unique. 10 out of 10 would recommend to anyone looking for some deep combos navigating lightheartedly. Also, love the soundboard. Yes, thank you, Court Manor.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Zach. Love you both. Thank you for talking about the election and what it means when people who say they love you vote against your rights. From Kira's mom. I love this podcast. I feel like I'm having a coffee or a Celsius with these two while they talk about sex, education, relationships, world events, and so much more. I love the chemistry of their friendship and how supportive they are of each other. Kelsey and Zach, you are my favorite, and I love the education format and the random format equally. From Keith's dad.
Oh my. Wait, Kira's mom and Keith's dad?
Yeah, I have no idea who they are.
Crazy.
But thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We love you. Oh my God, we outdid the song. We explode.